Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by California College of the Arts, offering extension courses focused on design, fine arts, and digital technology. Campuses in Rock Ridge, Oakland, and Potrero Hill in San Francisco. cca.edu/extension.
As I sat in English class, I kept trying to refrain myself from looking at him. Him. The quiet boy of average height, dark hair, and the kindest eyes I had ever seen. He was the only boy who raised his hand in class and had the most thought-out comments and questions from Mrs. Zacherson. He was smart. He is smart. And despite my class's anxiousness for the bell to ring, my mind was too taken away to be anxious with them. I always wished English class could have been a little longer. It was the only class I could keep glancing over at him without anyone noticing. I just wanted to hear him speak. I needed to hear what he had to say. I needed to know what he was thinking whenever his eyes wandered off. What was it about this boy that was so different than anyone else? At times he made me feel so small. Perhaps it was because of how high I held him. His presence was silent but demanding, and every time he spoke, I didn't just hear words. I heard meaning, a story that drew me in like a moth to a flame. I remember telling myself, some people are just born to be great, and I wondered if he knew that he was one of them. Not because of how much he had, or even how good of a person he was, but because there was a girl who sat every day in class and chose to believe in someone she didn't even know. I decided something that day, something that would change my life. I needed to get to know this boy in English class. I wanted to know every single thing about him, where he lived and what his family was like. I wasn't some weird stalker, so don't get me wrong, and this was not a crush. I was fascinated by him. I was looking at an adventure I wanted to take, a book I wanted to read. And just like in every great novel, there happened to be a dashing young man in my English class. The bell finally rang and I sat a little longer at my desk so I could let the stampede of classmates rush out. He got up with his books in his hands. As he started walking, he slowed down a little, looked down at me, and smiled. He had me. He completely had me. With the perspective, I'm JJ Nash.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.